Hi class, welcome to the 12th Bad Crystal Art class, where we talk to special guests, do occasional giveaways, and give you some life advice. This week's guest is iHeartRadio social media director Chelsea Mamet. When she's not captioning Shawn Mendes pictures about her wings flying to Mars, she's creating digital experiences, singing her heart out to Celine Dion, or trembling about cheese fries. Let's welcome her in.
So let's start off with a little history. Can you tell us who you are and what you do?
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Chelsea Mamet. I am the director of social media at iHeartRadio, and it took me quite a journey to get there. I was an intern at Elvis Duran in the Morning Show in 2011, and I was like, I love iHeart. Like, this is just where I want to be. So I never left. I interned at Z100 every summer during my college career. And then after graduation, I honestly took any job I could. I was like a part-time. No, I wasn't even a part-time. I was like a freelance producer at one point. I was a receptionist. And then I finally landed a role with the social team, and it was a part-time role. And I was like, I don't care. I'll take anything. Like, it's my foot in the door.
Yeah.
And I just really worked my way up. I proved myself. I pitched ideas that people loved. It got sold. And then I just, you know, saw more and more success and more opportunities that I just jumped on.
Yeah. Now, since you've been in the industry for a while now.
Oh, yeah. I'm so old.
Okay, what would you say has been, like, the biggest lesson that you've learned?
Okay, the biggest lesson that I've learned in my career is to not be afraid. I know that sounds so, like, corny, but it's true. Because I was never afraid to pitch ideas, and I think that's where I really saw my success and, like, saw people, like, believe in me. And, like, that's just with anything in life. People are never going to just, like, believe all your ideas. You have to prove yourself, you know, even to this day. Like, I still have to prove, like, hey, this is a good idea, or, and I have to stand by it. I'm never gonna feel, like, self-conscious about an idea. It's like, if no one is gonna believe my idea, I have to believe in it. And even if it doesn't work out, like, it's totally fine, but, like, usually all my ideas work out.
But we love that.
It's just like, you know, if you're never gonna do it, you'll never know. And I feel like that's, like, a reminder people need to hear, because if you're going to just be scared of, like, doing something in life, like, I just feel like you're not going to get far. Better to have done it and learned, and, you know, you're like, all right, we tried that. That didn't work. How can we improve? Like, there's always room for improvement. And that's just, like, what I always tell, like people younger than me in the industry. I'm just like, never be afraid of your ideas, and, like, don't ever think, like, it's a stupid idea. Nothing is stupid. There's always room for improvement. There's always chances that need to be taken. And that's why I feel like we've seen so much success with our team, is that, you know, me and my only other teammate, like, we have a very small, like, national social team. We just, like, believe in each other and want the best for, like, our company, and, like, just pushing each other to be the best that we can be. And I think that's, what am I trying to say here? Just, like, just don't be afraid, you know, like, do what you want, and you know, it works out. And if it doesn't, it's all right. At least you tried. And I think that's a better lesson to take, instead of wondering, damn, I wonder what could have happened.
Like, I think if, like, you give it your best shot, whatever happens, happens, happens for a reason.
Exactly.
You can always retry, you know?
Exactly. And if it doesn't work out the first way how you, like, envisioned it, like, you can take these, like, lessons that you've learned and incorporate it into your next idea, make it bigger and better.
Exactly.
So that is, like, so important. I just feel like that's such an important rule that everyone should live by. Believe in your ideas and just always go for them.
Yeah. Don't give up.
Yeah. Come on.
So where do you hope to see yourself 5-10 years from now?
Okay. In 5 to 10 years, I'm going to be 87 years old. And no, I'm kidding. I'm not that old yet. Where do I see myself? Honestly, that's hard to answer. I just hope that I'm very happy with what I'm doing. I hope I have done more cool. Can I curse here?
Yes.
I really hope I do more cool shit. I really want to continue challenging and pushing myself. I love looking back at like things I've done and I'm like, oh, that was so cool. Like, I'm like, and like, I can't wait to see what else I come up with in the next 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. I hope to win awards. I hope to leave some type of impact on like people around me and my team. And just, I hope to inspire people with it. I'm sorry. Getting notifications. Let me, I don't know how I can shut that off. But I just hope that I'm happy with what I'm doing. And that's honestly the main thing for me. And that's always been what I've like reached out for. Cause it's funny. Like, I actually don't have a degree in like communications or anything. I have a degree in IT. So I'm all about like building websites. And it's so funny how I ended up like doing social media. It's because I found such like a happiness with it. And like, you know, you get that instant like response from fans. So like, you know, if you're doing a good job, and I just like that. I like seeing things come to life. So this was just such an awesome outlet for me. So I just really hope that I am continuing to find that happiness in what I'm doing every day.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a deep answer.
I love it, though. Now, let's take a quick recess break, class, and then we have some questions for you.
Oh, my God. I was so nervous. Probably no one submitted a question. I was like, oh, it's going to be like my mom.
Actually, I did get some.
Stop. Oh, my God. That makes me feel so cool. Thank you to all the fans.
Okay. Welcome back, class. Now, we have some questions for you today. Okay. Did you ever find the breakfast bay?
Okay. So the thing with the breakfast bay story, my friend was like in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, saw this guy at breakfast every day and was like, I'm going to approach him. And on the third day, he was going to go like talk to him because he kept seeing him every day. Mm-hmm. He freaking overslept and missed him. So it was like a missed connection. So I was like, I want to help this come to life because I love rom-coms. I just love the idea of love.
Yes.
And I just want people to find their person. And I just love a whole story behind it because it's like, oh, that would be such a cute Netflix story.
Right.
So I posted on my socials because I just feel like I know people who randomly know everyone. Like, they're six degrees away from people. I'm like, someone's got to know this person, especially because he's from Brooklyn. I'm like, this is like a small community. Yeah. So I posted it. And of course, someone I knew him. So they were like, oh, I know that guy. And I was like, shut up. Like, this is like a dream come true, right? So he gives me his Snapchat and I give it to like the guy and he adds him and like he hasn't accepted him. He has, I've like done everything I could. This is going to be like so creepy, but like I really have like searched three people and like I've had everyone I know working to find who this guy is.
Yeah.
And my friend who knows him is like, it looks like him, but I haven't seen him in a couple years. And I kind of like lost contact with him, but I'm like, it's okay. Like, just ask him, you know, like, come on, you got to make breakfast bag come to life.
Exactly. Netflix, pick it up.
Like, I know this could be such a story, but you know what? I haven't followed up and I have to get back on that case because this is a big story. It's really like people are trembling about it and I need to make it come to life.
Breakfast Bay saga continues.
Yes, it does. More to come.
Yes. Stay tuned.
I'm dead. That's so funny.
Okay, diving back into your job with iHeart, what's your favorite part about what you do?
Oh my gosh. My favorite part is honestly just being as creative as I can. Oh, that didn't make sense. My favorite part about the job is that iHeart allows me to be as creative as I can. Like, they have never blocked or shied away from ideas that I've pitched or presented. Everyone's always like on board with it. And I just love that because it's like, it's allowed me to work with more teams in the company and like people come to me for ideas. And I love that because I feel like that's all I've ever wanted to do, which is kind of why I went into like IT and website building, because I like to see ideas come to life with the visions. Mm-hmm. So I've been able to do that, not just like digitally on social, but I've been able to create these social steps, which is just like literally my favorite thing ever. It's a tailored backstage like activation that I help create from start to finish. You know, we look at the lineup and we're like, all right, like if we have Camila Cabello on, I'm like, okay, like she's going to slay this like social stuff. Like, how are we going to do it? How are we going to, how's it going to look on social? Like, does it make sense for the event? And like, what can we do to like, so it's just, it's so much fun. And I think my favorite part about the job, getting to create these activations and seeing it come to life. And then like when the artists are in it, I'm like, this is so cool. Like,
Yeah. Now, what's been your favorite project that you have done?
I think the first project I've ever done was the one that kind of like almost changed my life. It sounds so dramatic, but it's true. I was able to pitch an idea for the social stop. This was like when I got hired full time now. And I was like, I want to create an experience, a life-size crystal. So I found this like designer I believe he's in Japan, and I reached out to him. I like had to like, it was like crazy. I had to like go on like WhatsApp and
contact him. And
so that was really cool because he came to America and like we created this giant life-size crystal. Like I remember DJ Khaled was like, "I'll buy it from you right now. Like this is so cool." And I was like, "What?"
Okay.
So that was like really like that opened up that door for me to be like, wow, this girl is pretty creative. Like she can do some really cool things. Like, so that was like one of my favorite. My other favorite is, I really take a lot of pride in this. So Baby Shark, before they were a thing in America, before Kylie Jenner invited them to Stormy's birthday, I was the one who brought Baby Shark to America for their debut performance.
Okay, you're the OG.
Literally at the IR Radio daytime stage. It was their first ever performance. Like they, it was like so cool. And I wish that got more press because that's insane. This was such a big moment because like 2 weeks later, Kylie Jenner brought them to America.
Yeah.
At first Storm. And I'm like, I literally brought them first. Like
I did it first. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I want to, like, put it on my LinkedIn and stuff. Like, I invented Baby Shark.
Yes. I did that first. Not Kylie Jenner, me.
Literally, no one knew who Baby Shark was. And then when they went on stage and they started dancing and doing, the song, the crowd went nuts. And I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah. Like, no, that's insane.
Yeah, I was like, this is so cool. Like. I wish I could like, I don't know, resurface that somehow. I try as much as I can.
Yeah, no, that's definitely something to be proud of. something to say that you did that first.
Yeah.
Who's been your favorite artist that you've met with these projects?
Oh my gosh, that is such a hard question because obviously I'm like, so old, I'm like a dinosaur, so I feel like I've worked with everyone, but not for nothing, like seriously, every artist is really cool. They all just, it's so crazy because at the end of the day they are just people, you know, with like this obviously huge talent, but
yeah,
they are just people at the end of the day, so it's really nice to see them from like a different side of things, like when you're backstage and they're just being themselves. Shawn Mendes, I know you have like a really good relationship. He is so nice, like I'm not kidding, like one of the nicest people ever, and he's just so such a genuinely nice person. I'm like, wow, like you are so successful and you're so nice,
honestly. I can totally get that vibe.
Lady Gaga is so nice. Like she came and we surprised the fan. And Lady Gaga was crying. And then after she sent all of us flowers with like a personalized note. I was like, are we kidding?
Oh my gosh.
Like Camila, I feel like she's like family. Oh my God, you're so cool. I don't know. It's just, everyone is just so freaking nice. Like, like seriously, I have nothing bad to say about anyone.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I really can't think. Everyone is just so nice.
Yeah, I mean, like, you've had these relationships with these artists, whether it's doing those types of projects or whatever that you've done.
Yeah,
for them.
Promoting their singles. Yeah. And you know, insane. you also become close with their teams.
Yeah.
Which is like another thing I want to talk about which another thing I'm proud of too is like for the iHeartRadio Music Awards, we created like our first ever like favorite tour photography category.
Oh yeah.
Which I'm so proud of that because I was like, we use these photographers' photos. Uh-huh. Like they play a major role in like the artists and their socials and digitals and marketing. They like do. I'm like, without them, like there's really nothing to showcase, at least digitally. I was really excited when we got to create that category and you get to meet their teams and just like build those relationships and get to just like highlight the teams behind the artists too that also play a major role in their career. So I'm really excited. I was really excited for that as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, captions.
Oh, yes.
Okay, what has been your favorite caption that you've done? Doesn't have to be like word for word, you know, just something that.
I love the captions where it's just like so dramatic. It's like, are you okay?
Yeah. Do you need help?
Yeah, I love being unwell in captions. Yes. I just think the more dramatic it is, the funnier it is.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like people can relate to it and people share that and they're like, iHeartRadio, are you all right?
Do you need help?
I loved being able to find that voice with iHeart. You know, it's weird when you're playing on social, like you're representing the whole company, you know, on social media. It's like, we are the voice of iHeartRadio and it's a little scary to think about, you know? So I'm like, I always get so nervous. I like triple check 5,000 times and sometimes mistakes happen and you're like, oh my God, how did I not catch that?
Yeah,
it's all right. You know, it shows that like we're not robots and we are real people behind the accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite captions are like when my wig's like flown to Saturn.
Yes.
Or, you know, where I like call 911 because I'm unwell.
Yeah, exactly.
I love those. I see, you know, people go crazy for that in the comments. People love that. So I try to like hold back and save those for like those really good photos. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
This is a wig caption. Like I literally had like coworkers come up to me being like, I've saved this photo on Instagram because this caption is just like psychotic. Like it's just so funny.
Yes.
I love that. I love like getting to connect with fans because, you know, being a fan of music myself, I understand what fans want to see and how they feel when they're watching a performance or a concert. So I put myself in those shoes because I feel them. And it's just funny because it's like when you're dramatic, you're like, oh, this is so crazy. But people relate and they're like, that's so funny.
Yeah. No, I think like fans, if there weren't fans, there wouldn't be artists.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, yeah. You need fans for artists.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think social media would be a thing either if it were for the fans. Like, I'm so grateful for them. And it's like, you know, you form relationship with these fans and their fan armies and you learn about what they want. And like, you listen to them and you take these ideas to the teams to try to make that come to life. Cause you're like, this is like what the fans want. And this is how can we make this vision come to life for them? And the artists love and respect that too, because they know that. It's really cool. It's really cool. I love the fans. I think they really bring such a fun side out of everyone.
Definitely.
And they challenge you to be more creative. And it's just cool to know like what people want and like how you can use your outlet and your contacts to help make that idea come to life.
Yeah, exactly. And I also think like people who say that fangirls can't work in the industry, bam, example. No. Like,
hello.
Yeah, right here.
I mean, and that's like iHeart's motto. It's like, we're a company of like of music fans. You know, we all love music, so we all bring that love of music to the table. And you just see those ideas come together when you're in brainstorms, and just it's a really mm-hmm. cool experience. And yeah, just because you're a fan of music, I feel like that makes it even better.
Exactly. You know what people want. Yeah, you know. Exactly. Now, how do you differentiate the people that you are working with from, like, being their friend, whether it's an artist or a fellow iHeartRadio coworker?
What do you mean?
So, like, let's say, you know, like, you're working with somebody and you're, like, good terms with them as you're working together, but, you know, then you're not work, like, you're off or something, and this person texts you, like, oh, hey.
Okay. So, yeah, like, yeah. How do you find, like, that balance between
everything? Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. At least, like, with my coworkers, we've just worked together for so many years and countless hours and weekends and covering events mm-hmm. and travel. Like, I literally used to see my coworkers more than I've seen my family. So it's like they become my family too.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we try to respect people's, like, off hours and when they're off and stuff. But I don't know. It's really hard because it's like I just love what I do, and it's become such a big part of my whole life that it doesn't feel separate from, like, my life and work life. It's just everything is mixed up. Like, I'm always like, when I get married, like, I'm gonna invite all of iHeartRadio, like,
yeah.
You know, it's like I'm gonna have, like, a whole side of the table just gonna be iHeart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like family.
Yeah, everyone, it really is family. And I really appreciate that because we have to work together so much.
Yeah,
especially in social. I feel like, you know, we don't have, like, a 9-to-5. It's like things happen after hours. Things happen on weekends. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're working 24/7. That sounds dramatic, but it is really true.
No, yeah. Yeah.
And you get it. Like, when something big happens, like, if you're not first to post it, it's like, what are you doing? You know, if you post it an hour exactly. later, it's like, you really missed it. So it's like,
yeah, the hype is gone.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, you're late to the game. You're 4 hours mm-hmm. late. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
So it's nice to, like, have people on the team who can, like, alert us or let us know, like, hey, this just happened. Like, you might want to cover it, because sometimes, you know, you're not on 24/7. You're, I don't know, sleeping, watching TV. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's cool to, like, have people, like, know that, you know, if they alert us or tell us things, like, it's going to benefit not just, like, the company, but, like, just our engagement goals as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, when iHeart got suspended.
My God. That was my fault.
Oh my God.
One time it was on Twitter. Oh my God. It was my nightmare. I literally got the Twitter account deleted.
Oh my God.
And because this was, like, right when Twitter was, like, doing their, like, music licensing really strict. So they were, like, pinging yeah. things. And, like, I didn't see the emails that it was, like, you know, if you have 12 hours to delete this, if you don't, like, your account gets a strike, 2 strikes, mm-hmm. 3 strikes, you're out. And so I totally did not see that.
Oh my God.
It was such a nightmare. It was right before our country festival. It was literally the day before our country festival, and, like, we need our accounts to cover the shows.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Tara, it was. I like sometimes I lose sleep at night thinking about that. But thank literally. God, you know, we figured it out. Twitter.
Yes.
Thank you so much for giving us the account back. I'm so sorry if my bosses are listening right now. I'm so sorry.
Will not happen again.
Yeah, it was, oh my gosh. No, like, I don't put any sound on Twitter now. I'm like, nope.
Yeah. Like, they're so strict about that. It's insane.
Yeah, no, I get so scared. I'm like, I'd rather not post it than
yeah.
no, deal with, yeah. like, another emergency fire drill.
Literally.
But you know what? It's, like, it's those kind of lessons that teach you things. And I'm like, wow, like, I will never mm-hmm. forget that. But, oh, yeah. my God. Just opened a memory in my brain that I tried to forget.
Okay. Oh, Raul wants to know, why is Chelsea the best person ever? Which I second that.
Oh my God. First of all, Raul, I love you so much. If you're listening, oh my God. So I just love him because I got to meet him with the favorite tour photographer category.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, I believe, in 2019. We had our awards and, like, we flew out all the photographers. It was such a cool experience getting to meet him. And just, like, you know, obviously, like, I'm a fangirl of music, and I'm also a fangirl of, like, the teams and, like, all the magic that they do to create these, like, experiences for the fans and just, like, marketing their artists and everything. So meeting him was, like, such an honor. And we've built such a, like, a close friendship. And, like, he's going to definitely be at my wedding. I keep talking about this wedding. I don't know who I'm marrying, but Tara, you'll also be there, duh.
Oh, honored. I'll do the bad art of all the...
Oh, my... Please, that can be the social stop.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great, though. He's such a great guy. And it's so nice. Like, I love this industry because it's, like, you meet so many people. And you get to work with them and collaborate. And I love that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I love what you do with your platform, because you've also just connected so many people through what you do. And you've met so many people. And it's really impressive. Like, you should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
No, seriously. Like, I love what you do. I'm like, oh my God, we have to collab.
Well, I am super grateful for you for even, like, reaching out and, like, wanting to collab.
Oh, my, like, God, no. I love what we did for, what was that, April Fool's? Like, even Sam Mendes' team, like, posted about. I was like, this is hilarious. Like, it was so great. I just, the other part of my job that I really, really love is getting to work with, like, other creators. Yeah. I love working with creative people. I love seeing ideas come to life. So when I can bring two worlds together, oh my God, it's my favorite thing.
Yeah, and
like I said, I'm just really super impressed with what you do and, like, how you've grown your account in such a short amount of time. Like, you've really, like, gotten the attention of huge artists, and I think that's so cool to say. And you're so young, you know, so
shout out
to you.
Thank you. Yeah, yes. I always, like, take a step back and I'm like, wow, like, this is crazy.
No, that's amazing. And I love that you've literally created this path for yourself. You've paved the way. And I think that's so important for people to know. Like, if you don't see an opportunity, create it. Like, go for it, you know? And you're a perfect example of that. Like, you've created such a cool platform that, you know, people know you. And I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, girl.
Now, what does your day-to-day look like?
Yes. So my day-to-day is different every day. We have so many events that need coverage, that need strategies behind it, that need ideas put in place, talking to vendors, like building social plans. So it's obviously, like, populating the platforms every day, connecting with our local team leads who help, like, run the other accounts. There's 850 stations that need populating. So we're working with them, like, giving them best practices and how to better improve copywriting and just, like, Twitter and working with editorial. So the thing about social at iHeart is, like, we kind of work with every team, which is awesome. We work with artist relations to come up with, like, ideas for artist visits, working with the original content team to come up with ideas for our digital host, Emily Curl, to, like, participate in. We work with the promotions team to, like, how are we going to promote these podcasts or contesting? There's, like, the studio team that we work with to create graphics. There's the photo team. There's the editorial. There's just every team we, like, work with. And I love that. Oh, my God. What was the question? Oh, what was my day-to-day? I just, like, blacked out. But it's also just being on top of trending news and, like, trying to think of fun ideas to help hit that audience. And, like, right now we just have so many events coming up. Like, we have Fiesta Latina, then we have Country Festival, then we go straight into Jingle Ball, and then it's Alter Ego, and it's just, like, it doesn't stop, and I love it. oh my God, I just, like, swallowed my spit. but it's great. I mean, every day it's something different, and it's, like, a new way to just get creative and get challenging and not get challenging, that doesn't make sense, but, like, to challenge yourself to, like, think outside of the box and, like, how are we going to promote this? And I just hate going into a routine of, like, oh, this is what we're going to do, this is how we've always done it. No, I love that, like, we get to just bring that creative side to every team. I love that. And it's just, I just like changing things up all the time. I get bored of doing the same thing, which is why I love being in social media because it's always something different every day. You never mm-hmm. know. Like, you know, I'm talking to you right now. I could have an email right now that maybe someone got pregnant. I'm like, oh my God. You know, it's like, you know, I have to make sure I'm on top of it. But it's great. Yeah. It's like, you know, how are we going to cover these breaking news stories? How are we going to differentiate from our competitors, you know, and on covering these breaking news things? Like, I hate when everyone just posts the same graphic. I'm like, okay, ugh. So it's like, you know, if we could come up with something cool, like, I love that. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, my day-to-day is pretty different every day. But yeah. mainly is making sure that all of the platforms are populated. And that's obviously the main goal, too.
Yeah.
Social.
Exactly. Now, what's something that you would tell your younger self that didn't know where you would be at today?
Ooh. All right. Well, my younger self, I don't know. What would I tell her? I mean, just like whatever I did worked, you know, like mm-hmm. I was never afraid, especially when I was super young. I'm not afraid now either, but when I was like, especially like out of college, I was like, what am I doing in my life? Like, I need to figure it out. Like, I'm so happy that I just took those jobs and followed what my heart wanted. Cause I know at mm-hmm. the end of the day, it was like, I heart was where I wanted to be. So I'm so happy I took those jobs of like being a part-timer, being a receptionist. Like, it really helped open this door, meet people. So I think it's just like, don't ever be afraid, Chels. And, you know what's going to make you happy, and I'm glad I did that because I am happy and I am excited to continue seeing where I'm going to go, like you said, 5 to 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited for that journey for you.
Oh, thanks.
Of course. What's your advice for those that wish to break into the music marketing business?
Yeah, I mean, nowadays with social media, I think this is just a whole other platform that is amazing. And I'm like, mm-hmm. wow, if I had TikTok back when I was like, I don't know, 16, like, I feel like it's so cool because you can really, you don't know who's going to watch your video and it can go viral and you don't know, you know, like there's people,
yeah.
there, there's creators. And I'm like, wow, they probably did not think that their videos would explode. And now they have all these opportunities.
Yeah.
So I think it's just finding out what it is you want to do. And, you know, that's hard to find out because even to this day, like, you know, you could be 40 and you still don't know what you want to do.
Yeah.
But like taking that chance and just going with it, trying it out. And if it is like, you know, like I've created my own Instagram account for like my portfolio to display like what mm-hmm. I've done, just because I feel like it's a cool way to show off like, hey, this is stuff I've built. And this is just like, you know, it's like, and working in social, like, it's just easy to share that with, like, vendors being like, I want to create something like this again, or I don't know.
But yeah, yeah.
I guess it's just, like, you know, finding if there is that gap of, like, what do you wish was created and create that, which is, I think, exactly what you did. Like, Bad Crystal Art is amazing. Like, that wasn't around, and you found that gap and void and created mm-hmm. a platform for it, and look at you now. So... I really think like that's what everyone should do is like, you know, and I've seen success with ideas that I've been able to pitch. It's like, cause they haven't been done before. And I'm like, we should yeah. do this. And people love that. So there's always stuff that people are not creating or doing that I'm sure these younger generation can see like, oh my God, I wish this was around or I wish this existed. Then do it, make it happen, you know, create that path for yourself. So yeah, that's what I would mm-hmm. say.
Yeah.
I hope that's good. I don't know.
No, yeah.
I don't know. Perfect. Maybe don't listen to me. What the hell do I know?
No, listen to her. Listen to her. What's been a valuable lesson that you've learned so far?
Oh, valuable lesson. I guess, I mean, sometimes things don't work out. And, you know, like, yeah, like you could be sad about it, but mm-hmm. you should really take that as a lesson. It's like, okay, well, if this didn't work out, why? And try to figure out,
yeah.
like, try to find the light of a negative situation. I know that's like sounds easier said than done, but like, if you can figure out, like, all right, how can I improve on this? How, because if you truly believe in it, in an idea, I believe it can work out. I guess it's just like figuring out how you can improve on that, make it better, and try again. You know, don't ever be like, oh damn, like give up. I hate that. I don't want people to give up. Oh my God. Sometimes it doesn't work out. It's all right. You know, it's literally okay. You can do better next time, and that's fine. And I think people, again, need to be reminded of that always, no matter what your age is. Like, it's all right. If it doesn't work out, it's all right. Like, just keep going and something will work out. Maybe this wasn't the right time. And I really believe in that. Like, sometimes things don't happen at the right time, and that's all right. Like, when the time is right, it will all fall into place. And I really believe in that, because I feel like my life is a great example of that. Like, you know, I really wanted to do what I'm doing now. And like, if I didn't do the things I did, I don't think I would have gotten there. And it was all just like, it was timing, you know. It's like, you know, I had to experience being a receptionist and doing part time to prove myself and do this. And then it works out. It really does. I don't know. I really believe that.
Yeah, I honestly do too.
Good.
What other things does iHeartRadio have, or even personally yourself, coming that you can share or give us a hint or whatever?
Ooh, all right. Well, we do have a lot of events coming up. And, you know, we have Jingle Ball. We have...
No, she can't give you tickets.
Oh my God, I know. I wish I could. Literally, anytime I post like the Jingle Ball lineup, because it's one of my favorite events.
Yeah.
I get DMs of being like, oh my God, I would love to come. And I'm like, I would love to give you tickets.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Bring me backstage.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm like, oh, who do you think I am?
Like, right? Like Beyonce?
I wish I had that power. But yeah, what do we have coming? I mean, like, you know, there's going to be, again, with the social stuff, like, that is like my, like, baby. And I promise you, like, next year, like, with things coming back more live in person and artists more excited to do things backstage, like, things are going to be taken to the next level. I love doing that. I love improving and just changing it. I hate doing the same thing. So I'm excited. Like, you know, we had a whole year of not doing any live events, and it was so weird, you know.
But
we still were like being creative and trying to figure out virtual ways to like create these social stops and create these assets for fans to get excited about. So I'm really excited that we're back live in person. So get ready, because we're going to take it to the next level, and there's going to be so many cool, more like stunty ideas that are coming. Like, you know, instead of just like a regular graphic to promote things, like, we're coming up with ways of like how we can take that to the next level and make it like a whole experience. Just working more with like our social media partners and using their new features and taking that. And I want to collaborate more with artists and creators, especially because I feel like that's such a gap that we haven't touched yet, that I feel like we really could capitalize more on and just show more interest in, whether that is influencers or just like TikTok creators or just you know, like, I don't know, like people who are doing cool things. I love to work with people before they become really big. It's one of my favorite things. And one of my other favorite things is working with creators and then seeing them grow with so many more opportunities after working with us, because of like the amplification of their like exposure that they got from our accounts. I love that. Like, we worked with this girl, Carrie DeLisi, who's like such an amazing graphic designer, and she creates movie posters. So we did that for Jingle Ball last year. And because of like working with us, that exposure she got, like, she literally got a full-time job with like this place that like does touring for all artists.
Oh, and
like, that is so exciting. Like,
So
I'm just excited to do more things like that, like just creating cool shit. I love that.
Yeah, no, that's gonna be exciting.
We're gonna take it, like, I really want to give fans a whole experience for everything that we do. And I want it to be memorable.
Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Thank you.
If you guys don't already, follow her on social media, follow iHeartRadio on social media.
to see what they're all up to. See you guys next time on Bad Crystal Art Class.
Bye! 1st tip of advice, and this is just like, I think the best advice I've ever like gotten, is the grass isn't greener on the other side. That's not guaranteed. The grass is greener where you water it. And I really want to leave that as like the last like sentence of this whole podcast, because, you know, if you think you're going to leave and you're going to be happy somewhere else, that's not guaranteed. Your happiness is where you water it and where you put all your effort and energy into. And I really want to leave that in people's minds, because every day, like, I think of that and I'm like, wow, that's so true. Like, so again, the grass isn't greener on the other side. It's green where you water it.